The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, the Kiewit Luminarium, boy, there's a place for people of all ages, identities, and backgrounds. There's stuff to explore. And all this latest, Finding Titanic, The Secret Mission, this is super cool. And so here to talk about it, the Chief Advancement Officer over at Kiewit Luminarium, it's Annie Narzisi. Annie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. We're so excited to be featured with you today.
Before we get to this specific exhibit, which I just think is super cool, give us an overview of Kiewit Luminarium.
Sure. My favorite thing about the Luminarium is I grew up in Omaha, and we've never had such a significant, like, hands-on science museum, and really in the area. I think the closest one is Des Moines now, and with Kansas City growing up. And so to have something this big, this cool, this accessible right here in Omaha is really special. The model in which we were made off of was really interesting. We had the original staff and basically visionaries for the Luminarium traveling the country to all different science museums to say, what do we want the one in Omaha to look like, to feel like, to be like? And so now looking at, like, how can we keep it fresh and exciting and continue to bring people back so they find the experience valuable?
To be quite clear, the Kiewit Luminarium is a place where you also get to push buttons and touch stuff too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is hands-on learning. So even when you come in, every exhibit, we have explanations of what it is, and we are dual language, so everything is also in Spanish, so we can be meeting our community where they're at. But as you come in, you're really needing to touch things and move the buttons and go from exhibit to see what the experience is and learn. And we have multiple galleries here, so we have everything from the science of waves, and then even as you go through, we have some science exhibits that are explaining the river that's right outside of our front doors. And so local, what does local science look like and mean for us? And then as you head upstairs, you really get a look at what is more like the social science look like, and monetary science, so a whole area on finances. There's so much to learn and do here. You could really spend 1 hour in one gallery, or you could do things really quickly and do the whole museum in an hour or two.
Well, Finding Titanic, The Secret Mission, this is on view up to April 26th. So the clock is ticking on this one. And this is such a cool story. Can you give everybody the background on this?
Yeah, it really is. I think when we advertise it, people think, oh, I'm going to go see artifacts on the Titanic. Ours is really about the science of how the oceanographers discovered the Titanic and then how they eventually found the wreck. And so there were multiple missions that went out there over time after it sunk to say, like, what was the exact location? Where can we find it? And then the oceanographer, Dr. Robert Ballard, in 1985, he was a naval officer. He went on an expedition to go find two sunken Navy submarines, the Thresher and the Scorpion, because it was a classified, they just recently unclassified the whole mission. That's why he was able to build this exhibition, to go out and find that. They had to have a cover story. And the cover story was, we're going to go find the Titanic. So the whole exhibition really walks you through that experience. It's a little bit of history on, like, what is the Cold War for maybe a younger audience who doesn't remember what that is, what happened to the Titanic, and then how do those two things merge together, and how did he use science to use cameras and sonograph to go and find the wreckage. And they found it in that one mission, which really was incredible when you hear him speak about it too.
And also the whole idea that the things that were invented and repurposed in the technology, yes, that was used in order to handle these great depths, the ice cold water, all these crazy things they had to do to, quite frankly, survive underwater all this time secretly.
Absolutely. And he discovered and created some of these tools on his own, which is crazy. Like, this man has a beautiful mind. We are lucky enough to host him for our Holland Talk series, which is a series that we bring different science speakers to the museum for the community to come and see. And he was able to come and speak to about 300 people here at the museum a few Fridays ago and talk about the whole process. And not only at the time what it looked like, but now over time, how has the science of oceanography photography evolved? Like, what types of teams does he have going out there now? And you see a little bit of that in the exhibit. So the exhibit, when I went through it, I mean, you could spend 2 hours in there. It's content heavy, but then also I have a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old, and they went through it in 20 minutes because there's still a lot of tactical stuff in there. So like things you can touch and move around and lots of buttons, but it takes you all the way from the history through modern day and like what they're doing now to explore the ocean, because the majority of the ocean, as we know, is not discovered. We know more about space than the ocean.
Finding Titanic, The Secret Mission. It is on view through April 26th at Kiewit Luminarium. You can find information on this at kiewitluminarium.org. She is the Chief Advancement Officer at the Kiewit Luminarium. Her name is Annie Narzisi. Annie, thanks so much for taking the time and enjoy each and every day with this Finding Titanic, The Secret Mission.
Thank you so much. We hope to see you all soon.